we've been really trying to figure out Kiddushei Ketana, and as one of these like weird liminal cases where, you know, it's awkward and slightly unsettling and doesn't seem to work with, you know, anything we know. So I feel like Kiddushei Ketana is actually the perfect opportunity to really try to flesh out some of the ideas or test, you know, and challenge some of the ideas that we've really been pushing all year. And really it comes down to the fact that, you know, if Kiddushei Ketana, it works, right? So how, right? Really the key, like really one of the main ideas that we've really been seeing again and again is the idea of Kiddushin is not just like merely some sort of formal, you know, Maisa Kinyan, you know, that's like, oh, like, you know, there's some sort of Kinyan, bam, like, you know, there's marriage and everything's great. Or there's like ownership, whatever. Right? That Kiddushin is trying to create some sort of relationship between, you know, between the two parties, right? It's the first step of creating the Ishus, but ultimately what we're trying to accomplish is Ishus. And we also saw, right, the most extreme Shita that we've seen in terms of the idea of, you know, of like, of kin, like Kiddushin is really, Kinyan was the Rashba. And right, the Rashba made a big point of saying like, you know, the Maisa might be a Maisa Kinyan, but the Chalos needs to be a Chalos Ishus, right? So you're doing whatever it is you're doing in Kiddushin, right? But it's a way of getting you to having a Chalos of Ishus. So how can you do that with a Ketana, right? How could you have a Chalos Ishus with a Ketana? Right, and how could the father's consent be her consent? Especially, right, we said midaita, you know, shalom midaita lo, you know, midaita in has to be dafka midaita. It's about like the concept of consent and it being something that she wants to do, and it creates a relationship, right? It creates issues between them. How can all that exist by a ketana? Right, and that's really been bothering us. Right, so what we've seen, you know, was one second, just to like go back to the beginning here. Right, so we saw that first of all in the Gemara, when it comes to this whole sugya, there are really two moktim. There are two main Gemaras, right? There's Gemara in the Gimel Mudbet, which really seems to be pushing this idea of, you know, Munalan de Mekanya Bekasef by a Ketana. How do we know that Kiddushei Kasef even works by a Ketana? And how do we know that the Kasef goes to her father? We saw two different gishot in Rashi and Tosvos, where Tosvos basically said, we already know that Kiddushin can be done with Kesef. So really all we want is to know that the father gets the money, right? Because obviously Kiddushei Kesef would work, right? Whenever we're doing Kiddushin, we know there are three types of Kiddushin. Why would you, right, have different options, right? But Rashi says, Minolan hanach tarti mekanya bekesef. And Minalan Shav Zakaibo. How do we know that Kiddushei Kesef works by Ketana? Right? So Rashi just off the bat is suggesting that, you know, who says, right, that Kiddushei Ketana is comparable? Okay? So this is assuming that we're dealing with more or less the same structure. Well, Rashi is assuming like who says, right? Maybe Kiddushei Ketana isn't the same. And I think that's very key because, right, one way to deal with it, this whole problem, we'll have to kind of figure out how it works, is to say maybe Kiddushei Ketana is really something different, right? And that's why there's this whole Gemara learning it out separately, right? And then the Gemara Daf Dalid, you know, Tana Maisa Lamahacha says, oh, but there's another Tana who just, you know, learned it all out from Kikach and Kicha Kicha, right? And that definitely seems to be the approach that Tosos prefers, to say, no, like, you know, we're really just dealing within the regular area of Ishas. So according to Rashi, the benefit is we can say, look, maybe this is something different, right? Maybe we're really dealing with a different chalos. And the reason, you know, how can you create ishos with a ketana? Maybe you can't, right? Maybe we're dealing with something different. And it's not really normal ishos, right? According to Tosvos, it seems like pretty clear we're trying to deal with regular ishos. Then the question is, well, you know, how do you do that, right? Especially how is the father able to do that? So the Tosvos, also importantly, right, detaches the question of Kiddushei Ketana from the question of, from the relationship to Amai Evriya, right? So in Tomar, Halek Ketana lo istrichkra, the hashta zvune mazvin la, kesef Kiddushin mibaya. But the Tosvos thinks the whole first Gemara is dealing with the kesef, the question of the finances of the situation, not about the actual, right, Ishos component. That's all he really Daf Dalid, according to Tosos. But also, he says even the financial aspect of it isn't comparable because Kiddushin, right, is just not the same as, you know, Ma'aseh Yadeha. Why? Yish Lomar, Delo Dami, Degabi Ma'aseh Yadeha Nicha, Ki Kishimachra Mocher Ma'aseh Yadeha, Sharei Limalachta Nimkeres. When it comes to Ma'aseh Yadeha, right, the fact that her economic productivity goes to the father, that's because, right, that we can figure out Kal Vachomer from the fact that he could sell her as Amma Ivriya, right? Because that's basically the same idea, right? What he's selling is what he already has, right? He has, you know, control over her economic output, right? Why? Because he is responsible for her well-being and her, right, room and board, v'chule, right? Pasha says that's also why he, right, the purpose of Amma Ivriya as well, right, take care of her physical needs. So we can compare those, right? Aval kiddushin lo shaycha b'mecher, right? The whole concept of mecher, of selling, and the kiddushin are totally incompatible, right? They have nothing to do with each other, right? Aval pishi yachol liyada, hain mekatsa shenimkara. What about Amma Ivriya, right? Could end up with Yiyud, with getting married, right? The answer is, if she wants to get married to the Adon and the Adon wants to marry her, or the son wants to marry her, so then he doesn't have to give new kiddushin. Okay, the rule is, basically, they can use the money that was already used for the Amma to pay, to buy, to, you know, to contract her indenture. That money can then be like transformed and used as the kiddushin. So he doesn't have to give new kiddushin. But at the end of the day, it's just a new kiddushin, says Tosos, basically. Right? Why should the father be able to be mekadesh his daughter? Right? The answer is, the pasuk tells you he can do it. Right? But, I mean, so therefore what? So Tosos is saying, we wouldn't even know that the kiddushin money goes to the father, right? Even once we said that the father can be mekadesh her, we're still not going to assume that the kiddushin money goes to the father, because, right, kiddushin, you know, just is this brand new case, which is totally unrelated to the other things that the father can do, right? That he could sell her as an Amma Ivriya is totally unconnected to the fact that he could be mekadesh her. And therefore, right, the finances of Amma Ivriya are irrelevant to the question of kiddushin. Right? Tosfos really wants to split between them and sees them as totally distinct, right? One thing that I thought was interesting, we saw later on, is very interesting. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, kivan de'av b'makom bitokai, eizek chashav bal karcha. It's talking, we're not going to get into the context, there's so much, but, or maybe we will at a different time, but when we get to Daf Hey, but Rabbeinu Tam just says, right, the av is b'makom bito. Okay, how can Tosfos say that there's real kiddushin here? Right? How could there be ishas with the ktana? Right? Where's the das? Where's the ratzon? Right? So the answer is that the father is bimkom bito kai. Right? Now, how you understand that, right, is up. You can kind of go in either way, either direction. Meaning, he replaces her because he's the relevant party, or he's representing her, right? And he's sort of like, you know, he's like her legal guardian, where legally he represents her interests, right? So it's not, so he is the, he is empowered to represent her, and he does represent her. I would say he's almost like an elected official in that, you know, he is the state, right? You know, Louis the 14th, I think, right? I am the state. Right, so it's not that he is the relevant party, right, and not the daughter, right, but that he represents the daughter on such a level that he's bimkom bito, he's omi bimkoma, right? He fulfills her, you know, he is the representative of her das. Okay, now that's different than saying he's a shliach, because if he's a shliach, what he's doing is he's doing it on her behalf, but she's still the relevant party. And not only is she the relevant party, it's her das really that we need, right? But he is able to do it for her. Right? The difficulty with that shita, with that idea of shlichus, is what? in order to have a shliach, you need to be able to do it yourself, right? In general. In order to have an agent, a representative, you have to be capable of doing it, right? The idea of a legal guardian is almost that you don't, the person themselves doesn't need to be able to do it, right? They don't need to have the legal standing or the mental capability to do what you're doing. That's the whole idea, is that we're basically splitting the legal entity and their abilities, and the legal guardian can do things for them, right? If all the citizens of the United States, you know, got on Twitter and tweeted that they wanted to do something, right, that wouldn't have legal force, right? While if the Senate decides something, it does. That's just like a, would be like a paddle. Okay, so Tosos is saying something along the lines that the father, right, in order to actually be able to mekadesh bito, right, has to be bimkom bito. So it's not that the something is happening to the daughter because the father is, right, is just taking over, right? It's not that he represents the das. He is the das of his daughter, okay? But the question, how does that fusion work? The Ramban did not, I mean, I said, basically, on the one hand, it's not that ha'av lo machmasa hu zoche v'lo machmas shlichos. Okay? He said it's not like there's shlichos, and he's not doing it on her behalf, right? Kivan shehu rashai lekadsha v'lo hi atzma hi efshar lomar shekesef kiddushin yu shela. Can't be that the kesef kiddushin go to her. Why? Because who is the mekadesh? Who's the relevant party, right? Harei ha'av lo machmata hu zoche v'lo machmat shlichos. It's not shlichos, and it's not on her behalf. How could it be a shliach if she couldn't do it herself, right? She doesn't have a yad. She doesn't have das. So how could he contract ishos on her behalf if she can't create ishos? Right? Now he's trying to explain why, right, with the having with the nara, but his point is that by ketana, of course it goes to the father because he's the relevant party, right? According to Tosvos, it didn't sound like there's shlichos, but it sounds like the daughter is still the relevant party, right? Which is a little bit tricky. Meaning, because one way to solve this problem, say, how could she do kiddushin, right? How could there be kishos? We're kind of caught in catch-22. On one hand, we want to say, oh, well, if she's getting married, so obviously she has to be the relevant party. But, right, there's some sort of shlichos that allows the father to do it on her behalf. The downside of that is how could, even if he's a shliach, and even if he could provide the das, right, at the end of the day, how can he create ishos, which is, right, a relationship between the two of them, without her being able to do that herself, right? How could she participate in ishos and be married to someone, right, if she's incapable of marriage? She's not of the status and the capability to be married, right? So the shlichos on the one hand gets us past the, right, the initiation energy, right? If we were taking like a chemistry metaphor, right? It could provide the initiation energy, but doesn't really explain, you know, how the ishos would actually go into effect. On the other hand, if we think that the relevant party is the father, so we understand how it can go into, right, how he can do it and how it's all works, but then we don't understand how the totza'ah could be ishos, right? Because he's not the relevant party for ishos. He's not the one getting married. So we understand how the father, if he's the relevant party, can do and create whatever it is that needs to be created, but we don't really see how that would be ishos. Right? There's no question about das. And the other question is, well, why is he the one whose das we care about, right? Why is he the relevant party? How could he be the relevant party? Now, maybe we could say if he's irrelevant, he's somehow the relevant party, but he can create ishos, but I'm saying then, but he's not the one getting married, right? So the Ramban basically says that it's not machmas shlichos, right? Don't think that. And it's not machmatah hu zoche, right? He's not doing it really on her behalf. He's really the relevant party, but one second. There's another line here. Yeah. Right. So good daita chamina. Zvunehu dematzi mazvin la. Mishum dinafka bimei naros. Uma amachar la rishon la sheni. Kozo chush de tavaliyada. Aval kidushe lo mazi mekadish la. The hello nafka mershus bal benaros ubagros. Kiechi dinafka mershuse daav. Vina de mocher davashenu shalal. Right? So you couldn't, like Tosvos, he says, oh, you wouldn't have been able to compare the money, you know, to make Kiddushin to Dmei Alma Ivriya and say, oh, of course the father gets it because, right, Alma Ivriya, right, she goes free at the end. So it's really just a transfer of, you know, his control of her economic output, as opposed to Kiddushin, which is a totally different thing, right? So the Ramban is simultaneously saying that the father is the one who's the relevant party, but he's also making it clear that he thinks that what's being done is Kiddushin and not some sort of Mecher Likidushin or Kinyan Likidushin, right? Rashi seems to be saying that there's some sort of other thing going on here that's not quite regular Kiddushin or not even regular Ishas, which really solves a lot of the problem, right? The Ramban seems to be saying simultaneous. So Tosfos basically goes and says, no, right? We're doing regular Kiddushin, regular Ishas, but the way in which we're doing it is, right, that the father is representing the daughter, right? The father's Omid Bimkom Abbas. So Rashi says the father, right, is the one doing it, but that's because we're not doing regular Ishas. We're doing Kiddushei Ketana, which is something different, right? It works differently, right? I'm going to formulate it as like Kinyan Likidushin, right? We'll see if that holds up, you know, in the next few shiurim. But that's my theory right now. Right, that Rashi's been saying, like, you're contracting that you will have Ishas later. And it'll go into effect later when it can. Right? So it's simpler, because then, right, really, the father's the relevant party, right? But the chalos that you're doing with the father is Kinyan Likidushin, not Ishas. Right, the Toso says, no, really you're doing Ishas, right? But really the relevant party is her, and the father is her elected official, right? Or appointed official, right? And therefore, you know, his power is, I don't know, let's say he's a Supreme Court justice, right? So his power is, you know, the power of the people, right? But if the people can just jump up and down and say whatever they want, but his power is invested in him by the Constitution, you know, to do X, Y, Z. And therefore he has the power. His power is from the people, right? But it's not that he's a shliach of the people, right? It's that he is invested with the power of the people, by the people. But ultimately, right, it's the power of the people, but it's like an elected official. It's like an appointed post, right? So that Tosos basically then can say, there is Ishas, right? Because he is Bimkom Bito, he represents her interests, right? He can somehow stand in her shoes, right? And then provide the das and the commitment to the Ishas, and then you can have real Ishas. But if it's real Ishas, then the relevant party needs to be her, the daughter, right? So the Ramban, though, is kind of like hitting us with a curveball, because he's saying it is Ishas, but the relevant party is still the father. Right? Yeah, Tila.
So there's something I was wondering about last time, and I think I'm reading that into the Ramban's question, but the ones like starting with the Selga Data Chamina, it seems that it's not just like about his agency while she's a katana. It seems to be like, how does he have the power to put her through a process that's going to affect her long after he has responsibility over her?
Yeah, part of it.
So how does he address that fact? Like, if he's a Baal Dabar, does that mean that he also has the ability to affect her after he no longer is the Baal Dabar on her behalf?
One more time?
Yeah, I'm not phrasing it so precisely. It seems to be that he's able to act for her, right? He's like the Baldava, right, according to Ramban. But at the same time, the Kiddushin is not something that's just going to last while she's a Katana. It's going to form a relationship that's going to last even when she's a Gdola and no longer under her father's protection. So what's allowing him to affect her even then?
Exactly. Well, that's right. That's totally Ramban's question, or not really his question, but it's his point that these are really different things, right? He's saying, as you're pointing out, that right, kiddushin is one thing, right? It's this transformative process, mixer esh esh v'chule, and the dina mamonis stuff is about, right, is on a totally different level about their, like, you know, his responsibility towards her to take care of her, whatever, her well-being, her financial well-being, her physical needs. But those are very, right, those are very different things, right? One is lasting only until the time when he has responsibility for her, right? And the other is like a permanent change of her, right? Kiddushin, lo matzi mikadish la, da lo nafka mirshas pal, right? It's forever, right? It's not simply, you know, an extension of his obligation to, you know, take care of her, right? And his responsibility for her. So the Ramban's point he's trying to say with that is that you see that these are very different. There's kiddushin and there's the dini mamonis of it. And those are totally different things, right? You can't really build from one onto the other. And if that's true, and here we're dealing with kiddushin, and that's dealing with, you know, with the dini mamonis stuff or the responsibility to take care of her stuff. So then what you're doing is, and creating kiddushin, is it's something you need a separate makar for. We have it, right? Esbiti natati lishazeh. But that's a totally different makar, right? A necessary makar. Or an ein shevach la'adon zeh, but yesh shevach la'adon acher. Even on the money of it, we need a separate makar. Because kiddushin, it's not ama evriya. It's not related to, you know, his responsibility to take care of her and his rights to her, therefore his rights to her economic output. Right, that just emphasizes the Ramban saying, like, you see, you need a separate makor for that because these are totally different things. But once they're totally different things, why is it the purview of the father? You could say that it's right. It's really she's the baal davar. Just the father is enabled for whatever reason, right, and through whatever means. The Torah says, oh, the father can, as her shliach, be mekadesh her, or as the political entity that represents her. You know, he is invested with those powers, right? But then he's just, she's still the Balas Davar, right? And therefore, the Havamina that, of course, we should give the Kesef to her makes a lot of sense because she's the one who's doing Kiddushin. He's doing it on her behalf, right? Or, right, through the power vested in him for her behalf. But the Ramban is saying, right, Hare Hav Lo Machmasa Hu Zoche V'Lo Machmas Shlichos. And he's making a good point, which is, you can't, or at least when it comes to shlichos, you can't do something, you can't be mekadesh someone who couldn't be mekadesh themselves, right? But then it just leaves us with the questions, well, how is the father, right, the baal davar of her ishas? It could be that the baal davar is the baal davar of her mamonis, right, or some sort of kinyan, but that he could create ishas for her, or that affects her, even though, but as him, as the, you know, the active, as the subject, right, is very difficult. Okay, so the Ritva, yeah, Rachel.
For the Esbiti Nastati, I thought that was specifically referring to Katana. Is that true?
I think it also applies to Nara. We need a Limon for that, but
oh. I think. Oh, okay.
Okay, so the Ritva, I think, tries to deal with this. Right? He says, you know, you could have thought, right, Harkinan, Hashta aviha mekabel kiddusheha, dikseveth biti natati leshazeh, v'ihi shakla kaspa, perush, kivan dezichta lo Torah, sherashay lekadsha bal karcha, v'lo midata, ihu chashuv makne, ubal davar, ukimamono hi chashuva, be'inyan zeh, right? He's the baal davar, and he's able to be makna or mekadesh, right? And le'inyan zeh, right? Even legabi kedusha ketana, it's as if she was mamono, right? He's the baal davar. He has control. V'kivan di ihu heavy makna, lo sagi delo the heavy kesef delay. Di ihi shakla kaspa, ihi chashiva baal davar. V'inhav ela kishliach. If she would get the money, so what would we be saying? Right, he's doing the act of kiddushin on her behalf. Right, he's just a shliach. right? But then if she didn't want him to do it, then, you know, then of course he wouldn't be able to, right? If he's just her agent. Now you could say, oh, the Torah gave him a special power that he could do shlichos for her, even though she's a ktana, right? Sort of like how a 16-year-old in America can get married with their parents' consent. The parent can't marry off the 16-year-old. The 16-year-old can get married themselves, right? But in order to do it, they need like a, you know, the legal force multiplier of their parent, right? But ultimately, they're the one getting married and they're the one doing the kiddushin, and the parent is, right, simply, you know, consenting and adding an extra like legal level of das, right? But they're adding das. There's like a shita in general that a katan, let's say, can't make a kinyan. But if there's das acheres makne, if there's someone who is trying to be makne to it, who's trying to give it to them, so that das of the person who's pushing the object in their direction allows them to be kone, right? What's the big nafkamina of this? Huge nafkamina, very dangerous nafkamina. Esrog on sukkes. If you give an esrog to a katan on sukkes to be yotze the mitzvah, so you might be in hot water. Why? Because the katan, if you're being makneh to him, might be able to be koneh, but he might not, but he pashas is not able to be makneh back. So then if you give it to them before you're yotze, it's not your esrog anymore. It's the katan's esrog, and he can't give it back. Right? If he can't give it back, how could he have been koneh? Because das acheres makneh. Since you were being makneh, you were pushing it towards him, right? And he was trying to pull it in, so alone he can't be koneh. But with someone else trying to give it to him, he can't, right? So maybe you would have thought, said the Ritva, this is the same idea. She's really getting married. The father is there to provide like a das aviha makneh, right? Something like that. And he's like, oh, he's a das multiplier, right? But then, hey, chefsha lo lekacha bal korcha, right? Ella, right? She says, v'chitim adiktana lamalikra hashta zvunim azvin la kidusha mibaya. Right, Tosis's question and the Ramban's question, which they answered, well, no, because they're totally different things. Iklimimar shiny mechiri chira shalom macherlo elaz chuso shrei afmir shas adon yotze benaros halakidushin sheina yotze bebagros velo benaros in adam mocher davar shenu shalom chinir das Rashi. Right, that's what Rashi answered. That's, you know, that's what like Rashi and the Tosis and the Ramban answered. And I think that's what Rashi is saying. The ino nachon, that's not true. He says, nah, of course he can, right? It says, biti natati. And of course like he can do it. And when he's being Mekadesh, of course, the father is the relevant party, right? And why? So it sounds like from the Ritva that, right, oops, ultimately, the relationship, the equation between Amma Ivriya and Kiddushik Tana should stand, right? Tosfos and the Ramban say, why don't we learn it out from Amma Ivriya? The answer is because it's totally different, right? One's about Mecher and one's about Ishus. Her Ishus is not really relevant to him. And even the Ramban, who says it is, you know, thinks that's a huge chiddush, right? The Ritva just says, what do you mean, right? He's being mocher her, not as an Amma Ivriya, but as like a future wife. Or I'd say more accurately, because it also doesn't sound so nice, and I don't think that's really true, right? He's trying to say that ultimately there's this kinyan, right? Kinyan likidushin, which I've been suggesting for Rashi, potentially, that really, right, just like he can... conjured out as an Amma Ivriya, right? Pashas, I'm assuming, I think that's L'shem, right? Taking care of her needs, right? To make sure that she's taken care of, right? He could do the same thing, right? And contract a marriage for her, right? But, right? He's not actually marrying her off, right? As much as she was in under his, you know, control, mamuni-wise, right? For her financial well-being, so that he could contract her out as an Amma Ivriya. He can do the same thing and be koneh likidushin, right? So I think, I mean, we have to find out, like, other than the derech kidushin, like, after they're married, is there some sort of nafkamina? I think this is, I probably should pause the recording before I say this. I think in like the Medrash Halacha, there's like a Havamina that like, you know, like by Ketana, there are like certain like Nafkaminas. Like you have to like have separate Limudin that like, oh, for a Ketana, you know, are you Chayiv Kares for Znus with, you know, she's a ktana, or is there, you know, is there a chi of yibum even if he was married to a ktana? I have to really check. This is from, you know, digging back in the archives. But I think there is a havamina. I don't think any of them stand the maskana. But I think there's like havamina in some of the Medrash Halacha that ktana, right, the ishas is not the same ishas. Maybe it's not an ishas that could be machai of yibum, because right, Yibum is dependent on there having been like a real ishus and relationship between them. And here maybe it's only like a kinyan le kiddushin. That's my suggestion, right? But the ritva really, I think, is going that way, right? The father is the Mekadesh because he could, right, just like you could sell her as an Amei Evriya, because ultimately he has, right, this responsibility for her well-being, and he could contract out, right, her future marriage, right, just like he can, right, contract out her current, you know, economic output in return for, right, her bread and board. And I think that's exactly why Rashi thinks that we'd have a real Havamina if we learned out Kiddushik Dola from Kiddushik Tana, that she can equally be Mekadesh him. Because if it's a Kinyan Lik Kiddushin, right, if it's a contract to get married in the future, right, or to then have Kiddushin or Tavishas, so then why, there's no reason why it should be one directional, right? Kiyikach teaches us that, right, the Knisa, the Kiyikach, that their Kiddushin is creating Ishas and he's being Machniso Toch Beso, so that has to be done by him. That's a Chiddush, right? But that's a Chiddush, makes a lot of sense. That, you know, that is based on Kiyikach. But that's only true, that's not because the contractual Das is necessarily more from him, right? As you saw from the Ramban, right, you know, It's not just Talui Bo when he was talking about the Sigya Bal Korcha. Of course, right, it's both, you need both of them, because both of them are creating the Ishas, right? So even though if that's true, right, if we were thinking that just a contract to be married, so the Enchanami, right? If we're basing ourselves on Kiddushik Tana, says Rashi, then she should equally be capable of contracting marriage with him if it's just a contract to be married or to get married. Right, so the ritual really, I think, says is that yeah, the father is the active party because he's contracting, you know, a kinyan le kadesh or a le kiddushin in the future, right? And it's a commitment or a kinyan to be mekadesh, but that's different than actual ishas. So the father can do it, and he can be the bar hachi because he's not actually making ishas, right? It's obvious. It's not like, oh, you know, yeah, we can't compare between Ame Ivriya and Kiddushin. Of course you can, says the Ritva, right? Right? So you see, says the Ritva, that the real relevant party is the father, and it's because he has, you know, similar to Amma Ivriya, right, he has this responsibility, and therefore he could contract a kinyan like kiddushin. But ultimately it's like a contract, it's a kinyan. Unlike what we've been saying until now about actual ishos and kiddushin, right? Kiddushin is ishos. But maybe kiddushin ketana is actually kinyan, says the Ritva. That's how I understand, I read the Ritva. Yeah.
If we're saying it's more like a Kinyan Kiddushin contract, then wouldn't we, I would assume that there would have to be a real Kiddushin later when she is.
Yeah, that's a great question, right? That's kind of my big, my problem, which is, you know, at the end of the day, I don't know of any nafkumina between a, right, Ishus a Ketana, then, and a, you know, anecdola that I can think of, you know, where's the nafkina? Shouldn't she have to, like, I don't know, have like real kiddushin at some point or real ishus? So the second question is a little bit less bothersome to me, because even though it is a very good question, I would argue that once you have, like the Tosafot Rid was arguing that, or had a Hava Mina, that once you have, you know, a certain like framework of Ishas going on or future Ishas, so then like sort of the, you know, the facts on the ground can already create, you know, automatically transition them into Ishas. Okay. Or that like the Onshin would be the same. Because if, what's the difference between she's an Arusa, which is a Oser Dafka, right? Kiddushin, not Nesuin. Kiddushin is really an Oser, right? It's to Asur Lekuli Alma Kehakdish. Or it's to like create an Iser, you know, Chiv Eishas Eish. So if, maybe if the, you know, the Kinyan Likidushin creates that same Onesh or creates that same commitment, so there might not be any Nafkamina between either it's real Ishas already or just like the commitment for Ishas, if it's binding, right? And then the Nesuin is already Nesuin, and that's based on the facts on the ground that they're actually functioning and living and, you know, an actual married couple, right? So it could be that there's not much of a Nafkamina. One thing that I was thinking about, were about like actual practical Nafkaminas of like, hey, you know, what about, are there any like real Nafkaminas? So what about the following, okay? Let's say the father dies, okay? So there's a din that Midrabanan, right? Because we're worried about her, right? Which is actually very interesting, right? In the Gemara, it's really like, this is a way to make sure that she's taken care of. So the brothers and the mother, Midrabanan, can be Mekadisha. Okay? So the father dies, so he can't, so no one Midaraisa can marry her off, right? So the brothers and the mother can, Midrabanan, have the ability to marry her off. Okay? Kiddushin Midrabanan. There's a rule about those Kiddushin that if any time before she reaches, you know, reaches legal maturity, she decides that she doesn't want to be married to this guy, she's not married to him anymore. Okay? Now, what's also fascinating about that is that on the one hand, it works retroactively, but on the other hand, it doesn't. Okay? It works retroactively, but only mikano lahaba. So when she does miyun, it's called miyun, she objects, right? Like it's not like, you know, imagine like in like, you know, the movie, right? They go to the altar and, you know, they say, if anyone has, you know, sees a reason why these two shall not wed, speak now or forever hold your peace. Except instead of saying speak now or forever hold your peace, says speak now or, you know, for the until she's a gdola, and then, you know, or forever hold your peace, right? And then she, right, 3 years later, or, you know, 2 years later, or 3 weeks later, jumps up and says, I object, okay? So then she, on the one hand, basically sort of retroactively nullifies the whole marriage. On the other hand, there are certain things that say, actually, no, right? Because she really was married to him. So it's lima from here on in, it's like lima freya, they were never married. But everything that already happened already exists. It's like a very interesting sigya in Yevamos of Tsaras Mimaenes. Okay. Let's say why, because there are certain nafkaminas of the fact that she was married to him, even though Luma Freya, she was not married to him. Okay, why am I saying this? Why is this so important? Because one, I think this just came to me this morning, but one of the ways to, or an amazing way to explain that would be, either you could say like, oh, because even when you rewrite the past, you know, still remains, right? You can rewrite history, but you can't change the past, right? I think that was actually a good turn of phrase, right? If you rewrite history, so mikano lahaba, when we look back, we can say, oh yeah, you know, what history says X, Y, Z happened, but you can't actually change the past, right? Because it already happened. That's one way to look at it, okay? But that one makes it very timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly in trying to, like, figure out what exactly you're trying to say. But the other way, another way to look at it is to say, well, it's like they were married, but like they were never married because maybe they were never married. Maybe what her brother, or the brothers and the mother are doing are not actually being Mekadisher. They're what? They're contracting for Ishas when she's a gedola. Ah, now here's the thing. whenever there's a derabanan, right? Usually, what do we say? Kol d'takan rabbanan kein d'oraisa takan. So when the Torah, when the rabbanan made this takana that they could marry her off, presumably, right? They're modeling off of kiddushe ha'av. So why did they add in this clause that she could, right, that any time until she gets married, she can just say bye? If it's Kiddushin Gemurim with the Av, then the Rabbanan were like, oh, well, yeah, but we don't actually want to even make Kiddushin the Rabbanan here. Let's just do what, right? Make Kiddushin the Rabbanan with like a Tanai and a like Lama Freya, right? And it's really, or we're not making Yishas. Or Midor Raisa by the Av, it has the nafkaminas of real marriage, right? But ultimately, it's really just a contract to get married. It's a kinyan likidushin. But it's not yet ishas until she's a gdola. Are there nafkaminas of that? Maybe not. Most, right? Lemaisa. Halach lemaisa? Maybe not. But when the Rabbanan were modeling kidushe ktana aidea viha, achiha vaimeha, right? Kidushe yisoma, they modeled it on the Doraisa. But the Doraisa is not Ishus. It's a Kinyan Likidushin. And if it's only a Kinyan Likidushin, so there's no real Ishus until she's a Gdola. And that's exactly what the Rabbanan did. Right? They said, okay, they can contract her Likidushin. She could, right? She's then the responsibility of the new husband. He has to take care of her v'chulei. They're married. Midrabanan. Except that there's no real Ishus until she's a Gdola. So until then, she could always say, bye. See you later. Right? Now, if she does stay married, then great. And then even the Kiddushin, the contract with Kiddushin was always valid. So then, like, she was also, you know, Midarbanan Ishus Esh until she's a Gdola. But really, the Ishus comes when she's a Gdola. Or Ishus Gemura. Midoraisa, there's no real Nafkamina, but the Rabbanan saw that they're different and said, yeah, well, we're going to include the nafkamina that until she's a gdola, she's not really married to him. So I think that actually just would have really explained that mion really well, because it's a contract with kiddushin. It's a commitment to get kiddushin, but it's not actual kiddushin yet. Right? So midaraisa, there's no difference, but midarabanan, the contract to have a kinyan likidushin, right, is not Ishus until she's a Gdola. Okay, so that, I think, is just a really good way to explain the Ritva. Because otherwise, what does it mean? What, she's kimamono be'inyan zeh? How does that allow him to create Ishus? And so my answer is that it doesn't, right? Right, the fact that the father is the relevant party only makes sense if he's not actually trying to create Ishus, because he's not getting married. He's just trying to do is create a commitment to get Ishus. And as we saw in the Tosus Red has a real havamina that chalipin, be mechayiv yourself using chalipin to then later be mekadesh. The Tosus Red had a real havamina that would be Ishus, right? Kamash Malan says the Tosus Red that if you do a kinyan seder to later give her mana in order to be mekadesh or bekesef, right, you're not married until you actually give the Kiddushi Kasef. Right? So, okay, but maybe if you did Kiddushi Av, right, would work. Does work. That's very similar to what Kiddushi Av is doing, except that instead of it being, you know, Chalipin, right, and being a promise of a future Maisa Kiddushin, it's a promise of a future Chalos Kiddushin. Okay, that's my Hatzah. Okay, Tosus Rid himself comes out very strongly along the lines that v'chi makshe t'enach katana v'lisi yad klal yikachena aviha v'yizke b'kasef kiddushah avol nara disle yad afo pisha av yachol l'kadesh k'di alfinan me'iz biti natati gam hi taktish atzma b'li dasav v'tishkol ihi kaspa v'yahi v'zuchusa shte yadayim yad aviha v'yada v'kivan shegam hi yechol l'kadesh atzma b'lo dasav Gami mikidcha aviha lo yizke bekesef kiddushin. V'hashta asa shapir de lo yafinan kiddushin miboshes b'gam. I think he's saying lamaskana that, right, the reason why the father, he's saying that even lamaskana, she would get the money, right? Because at the end of the day, nara de isla yad, afal pi, sha'av yachal the kadja, right? Gam hi takdish atma belida sa'av. V'tishkol ihi kaspa. V'yav bazocha shtei yadayim avya v'yada. Right? And right, and then the father shouldn't get to keep the kiddushin. Right? He should have to give it to her. And it sounds like even Mimaskana, right? She really should get the kiddushin money. Okay, why? Because at the end of the day, who's really the mitkadeshet, right? The daughter, right? Tinach ketana d'leis leyad klal v'yikadshana aviha v'yizke b'kesef. Nara d'leis leyad afu b'shav yachol l'kadsha. At the end of the day, right, he's just doing it, right, for her. So how do we know that he gets to keep the money at the end of the day? Right, but nowhere is the maskana that the father is really the relevant party. Right, or that he's being mekabel for himself. Kivan shegam he yachol lo kadosh atma below das haav, gam im kidjavia lo yiske bekesef kidusha. Right, he shouldn't get the money if she does it herself. Of course, she should get it. The answer is oh right, he has a lien on her accounts. Okay, so right, so let's say for the Tosus and the Tosus Rid, right. The Tosus Rid, I think, is more of the idea that he's just her shliach, right? He's really just her shliach. For Tosvos, I think it's more like, you know, he's the appointed official and responsible. The Ritva just says, yeah, it's just a different kiddush, it's a different thing, right? It's not really kiddushin. It's kiddush ektana. It's, as we were saying, like, you know, it's a kinyan like kiddushin, right? The Ramban is a little tricky here, because the Ramban, saying it's like it's this weird din mesuyam. On the one hand, he's the principal party, but you're creating ishas, right? So how can that really work? So, right? Just everyone got that? Yeah, question.
The way I understood the Tosfot read, the whole idea of him being a shliach only applies when she's a nara and has a yad.
So I thought he was just saying that it makes sense that a ketana the lacy yad klal, right? Then obviously. Then it's like not hard for me to assume that the father, that the limud would be that the father gets the kiddushin money, right? Meaning we needed a makor, right? We needed a makor to say that the father gets the kiddushin ketana money, right? Tinach ketana d'lesiyad klal yikad shena via v'yizke v'kesef kiddushin, right? But Nara, this layad, why should the father get it? Right? Even if you say that he still has like the shlichos to do it for her, right? So, okay, but she could do it for herself. Right? Meaning, right? If she's the mitkadeshet and the father is just, you know, doing it on her behalf, so if she's a ketana, since leis layad, so then when the father does it, so maybe he should get the kasef also, because you needed his yad in order to do it, right? He can't just be her shliach in a crude sense of like, oh, like he's literally her shliach, and she appointed him. So then when we have a lima to say that he gets the money in kasef adon zev, yesh kasef adon acher, right? Then of course, you know, you say, okay, fine, right? That's going to be ketana because leis la yad. But when she's a nara, why should we think that, right? And it sounds like lamaskana. I'm not sure if he thinks that, you know, we changed our mind, lamaskana. right? Once I let's go back. Chitim and Aleph Miboshes Begam, Shani Boshes Begam, Kashali. The Ham is Daki Rachman of Boshes Begam Av, Ramitina the Mail of Zachi Avia, the Chamelov of Shin, Rabakarka, given them Av, Yarkaj Misfar, the Mandrish has Hedish and Shalow, you know, El, the High Crab and Arxiv, but nearly the Tarish in a Talmud Maksha Shalo Yuchal Avia Lekacha, Shadavar Yadua Shayachal Lekacha, Afiluba Odenara. The crowd that I know from the pasta, right? The look at the parasha more, right? What's our question? Our question isn't whether or not he can be mekadesh, right? Some of the other shonim thought the question is about kiddushin, right? Like the ritva, but the thought, right? The question is, about whether or not he can be mekadesh, right? Kivin dezich to Torah, right? Who's the mekadesh? The rit tosus is saying, right? The question isn't who's the baldavar, right? We know that he can be mekadesh. V'lokti pirsha more kigon de kidsha kishiktana elafilu he inari yafino mine de matzi lekadsha, right? We know that he can be mekadesh. Our question is about where does the money go, right? Tinach ktana delis layad kalal yikachena via v'yeske bekasav kiddushah, right? Aval nara just like yeah, that will be shav yachol lekadsha, right? At the end of the day, the money, right? Since right, gam he take the shatzma b'li das ha'av, v'tishko ihi kaspa v'yahiv ba zoche v'yahiv ba zoche shtei yadayim yadav yav v'yada, right? Both she and her father would both right be zoche, would both be mekabel the kiddushin, but ultimately, right, she's the one with kadeshet, and the father's just right doing gay on her behalf. The kivan shegam he echol lo kadosh atzma below dasa hav gamim kitcha viha lo yiske bekasav kiddusha, right? And therefore limaskana kamash malam, that if the father is the one who's mekabel the kiddushin, he even when she's a nara he gets it, but if she's the mekabel of the kiddushin, who gets it? She does, I think, according to those who's read, right? I think, right? Everyone else, as Ari is pointing out, it seems like Pasha and the Sugya, that the father gets it. I think the way their Tosus read seems to be reading the Gemara, I should sharpen this point before, sorry. Right? Look at, if the way he's reading it is the Kivan Shigam Hi Yecholo LeKadish Atma Lo Das Av Gam Im Kitcha Aviha Lo Yizke BeKasef Kiddushah Kamash Malan, that if the father is the one who's Mekabel LeKiddushin, he gets to keep the money. Right? Now that, I think, right, really clears that who's really the mitkadeshet and who's really the primary party? She is, right? And if she's mekabel her kiddushim as a nara, of course she gets it. I would have thought that also if the father does it when she's a nara, she should get it. Kamash malan, he'll get the money. Right? But it says the Tosfos read, the whole sugi here is about the money, not about whether or not he can be mekadesh. But I think the point that what comes out of that is that the, you know, okay, fine. So if he's Mekadesh, he'll get the money. But if she's Mekadesh, she gets the money, right? But the deal and the back and forth is about who gets the money, right? But it sounds like she's the Mitkadesh and he's like her Shliach, right? Even sounds like he's her Shliach. That's the way I'm inclined to understand him. Right, because he's saying, oh, Pasha, the whole nafka question is about whether or not, you know, if who's going to get the money, and dafka, right, whether or not the father gets the money if he's the one who's mekabel the kiddushin, because otherwise, of course, she'd get it, and I'd assume that she should get it even if the father is mekabel kiddushin, and whether or not always she should get it, right, and even once you told me that the father gets it when she's a ktana, who says that the father gets it when she's a nara, right? But our assumption is that she's the mitkadeshet, she should get the money, right? And then I need to prove to me that, like, actually, the mice of whose bank account goes to. Right? While everyone else assumed, right, that of course, at the end of the day, the father's always the one who's getting the money, because at least, because of the money, you know, because either because he's the baldavar, or just that's pashat, right, in terms of the Gemara and Daf Gimel, because that's the reason he gets anything. Right? If it tells us right, even that's not obvious. Yeah, Tehillah.
So I think that's why I would frame it less about who gets the money and more about what kind of kiddushin this is. Because like the way I read it, he comes in with like two axioms, which is first of all that the ketana, you know, doesn't get, doesn't have a yad. So that's why kiddushin ketana doesn't work. And the second one being that in order for kiddushin to work, whoever does kiddushin needs to get the money. And then he's just kind of applying those two principles into different situations. And there doesn't be a situation where, like, where there's a nara where like she can't, like he has to do it for her. So it seems to be less about who has a lien into whose account and more about who has dot. So I see it as a lot less financial and more about issue than the other Rishonim.
Well, I think he thinks that there's definitely issues going on, but I think he thinks, right, it's a question of who can, like I say, initiate the ishas. What I'm saying, like the financial part is that means the shock of the tari of the Gemara, the Havaminas are about finance questions. The back and forth is about the finance. Because, right, Tina, because Pasha, that she's the mitkadeshet and she's the balas davar, except that when she's a ktana, la yad, so when we learn out that the father gets the money, so then it's obviously going to apply there. And then the question is like, oh, okay, what about when she's a nara, right? Maybe she should still get the money now. Is it, oh, you know, even, you know, if he's Mekabel Kiddushin, he gets to keep the money, right? But Lamaskana, when she accepts the Kiddushin, she gets to keep the money also. But the back and forth in the Gemara is about the finances because the Ishas part is obvious to us that she is getting involved in Ishas and he is her shliach. That's how I think to read it. Meaning your point is good in that, right, really the Tosas rate is assuming that we're having real Ishas here and therefore, right, you need, you know, you need it to be her who's being mitkadeshed and therefore it's kiddushin to her and the father then needs to be like a shliach. But I'm saying the reason, part of the way we see that is because of this, he thinks like the shaka of the tari of the Gemara is really about the finances, right? And Lamaskana, she gets to keep the money if she's Mekabel her Kiddushin, right? That's how I understood Tosas. That was my take. Okay, and so then what we have, right? On the one hand, we have the approach that fundamentally, she's getting married, right? The father is her agent. He's accepting it on her behalf. He's providing her the das and the yad, right? But ultimately, she's the mitkadeshet, right? Why does he get to keep, right? And he gets, the chiddush is that he gets to keep the money, right? And according to Tosfos Rid, actually, he only gets to keep the money, you know, if he's the one who's accepting the kiddushin, right? But, you know, but maybe, but I would have thought, says Tosfos Rid, that if she's a Nara, then she would get the money, even if he was Mekadisha, right? Which clearly makes it, you know, clear that she's really the person getting Mitkadesha, right? A little bit of a question of how can he do that? How can he represent her that way? But really, he's her agent, okay? And he's a force multiplier on the Das V'chule, maybe, right? On the other hand, the Ritva says, no, right? The Av is like the Bailim, and we thought that's really, it's a Kinyan Likidushin. The Ramban puts us in this interesting situation in between where the father, is the Baldavar, but it's Ishas, right? So then the question is like, how does that work? Okay, I think we're gonna stop here and we're gonna try to develop that that line of reasoning in the next year.